listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about hard hearts that were made soft. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, where we read, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'When you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go.'" Moses was almost ready to go back to Egypt as God told him to. But before he left, God wanted him to know something. And this was something important. God wanted Moses to know that he would show signs to Pharaoh, that he would make requests to Pharaoh, but that Pharaoh would not listen to Moses. In fact, the Lord said, "I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." Now, this brings up a question. Is it fair for God to harden a man's heart? Well, let's take a look at the whole picture. Sometimes it says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh, such as right here in Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. Sometimes it says that Pharaoh hardened his own heart, such as in chapter 8, verse 15. Sometimes it simply says that Pharaoh's heart was hardened without saying who did it, such as in chapter 7, verse 13. So, which description is true? How did it really happen? Friends, all three were true, but when we consider the occasions where God hardened Pharaoh's heart, we must never think that God did it against Pharaoh's will. It was never a case of Pharaoh saying, "Oh, I want to do what's good and right, and I want to bless the people of Israel." And God replied to him from heaven, "No, for I will harden your heart against them." That's not it at all. When God hardened Pharaoh's heart, he allowed Pharaoh's heart to do what Pharaoh wanted to do. God gave Pharaoh over to his sin. Actually, it never says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart until Exodus chapter 9, verse 12. Before that, God announced that he would harden Pharaoh's heart, such as in chapter 4, verse 21, and chapter 7, verse 3. And of course, this is the fulfillment of it. Yet, it is said at least six times before Exodus chapter 9, verse 12, that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Chapter 7, verse 13, verse 22, chapter 8, verse 15, verse 19, verse 32, and chapter 9, verse 7, if you're interested in all of those occasions. We see that God's hardening of Pharaoh's heart was the strengthening of what he had already set himself towards. All God has to do to harden hearts is to give the sinful heart what it wants. You see, what we need is a new heart. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 makes a precious promise. This is what it says. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Now, what is the condition of your heart before God? If you're tired of your hard heart, you can ask God to change it. No one ever came to God looking for a soft heart and receiving a hard heart instead. God showed his mercy to Moses by telling him about Pharaoh's hard heart so that Moses wouldn't be surprised that Pharaoh rejected him. Let the Lord show you that he is in control and give him control of your heart today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.